200 fine painters, photographers, sculptors, craftsmen, glassblowers. And of course, there's festival food you can get your funnel cake on if you wish to. Another thing happening at the Atlanta Arts Festival this year that I wanted to tell you about, because I know that you like dogs.
They are noble creatures.
The Bull Terriers of Atlanta Bull Run is happening at the Arts Festival this year.
This sounds discriminatory to me, Kate. I mean, why does one have to be a Bull Terrier to run?
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a Golden Observer.
What is a Golden Observer?
It is a Golden who does not retreat.
Oh!
He has human retrievers.
Real quickly, though, the event officials are strongly encouraging folks to take MARTA to bike or walk to the festival. There will be no parking policies in place in adjacent neighborhoods. So that's the Atlanta Arts Festival this Saturday and Sunday at Piedmont Park.
In addition to the Arts Festival, what's happening?
Well, maybe this weekend we'll find you at Landmark Theater, where they are screening Spaceballs.
Oh, may the Schwartz be with you!
This is Friday and Saturday at midnight and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. For folks who aren't familiar with Spaceballs, how do you describe this movie?
I would say that it is a brilliant send-up of every space-related movie and television show that's ever appeared.
Right. So from Star Wars, Star Trek, all of that stuff sort of rolled together, and then with John Candy on top.
What are you?
I'm a Mog, half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
Spaceballs is rated PG for adult language and adult situations.
Well, even if you are an adult, that doesn't mean your taste has to be one.
So Spaceballs is screening at the Landmark Theater this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Some musical events going on?
Actually, you're in luck if you are an indie rock fan. The NoFest Summer Music Festival is actually taking place tomorrow through Sunday night at Wonder Root. NoFest is definitely known for championing lesser-known, up-and-coming sort of acts. This year, there are more than 60 rock, electronic, and hip-hop acts taking place, including local bands such as Swank Sinatra, which is a really fun sort of straight-ahead rock act. The electronic musician Teo, who combines elements of sort of ambient hip-hop and drum and bass, and a personal favorite of mine, the rock noise act Mice and Cars. I'm a big fan of them. So that's the NoFest Summer Music Festival, taking place tomorrow through Sunday night at Wonder Root.
How about family activities?
Yeah, this weekend up in Roswell, Honeybee Day at the Blue Heron Nature Preserve. It's taking place this Saturday morning from 9 till 12. And what this is all about is it's a kids' day of service. The Metro Atlanta beekeepers will give tours of their beehives at the preserve, and they'll teach participants how to help bees in their own neighborhoods. In addition to the bees, there are also plants. Organic gardeners will lead tours and service projects within the garden, and lunch will be provided by Whole Foods. Some of those service activities include weeding, turning sod, pruning.
Productive playing in the dirt.
Exactly, productive. It's a day for kids and adults to work and eat in the garden. So that's Honeybee Day at Blue Heron Nature Preserve in Roswell on Saturday morning.